Yep, not a problem, Jeanette. I had to switch my audio there so I could hear everything better. Yeah, go ahead, Mike. KM5Y, WB9CSP. Well, so how's the flying? Yeah. So basically, that question I asked you, the bleed valve is just like a defroster in a car, then, right? Is that what you're telling me? KM5Y, WB9CSP.
WB9CSP, KM5. Well, first of all, I gotta say that fishing story gets a little bigger every time I hear it. Just like all fishing stories do, but she did catch some nice fish. And I hope you're doing okay, Richard. Well, let's see here. So, the way we treat ice, because anytime we go into a cloud and it's below freezing, we can build up ice, and we do. And so we have to have heat going to the leading edge of our wings, the leading edge of our engine, even a couple parts inside the engine, and on our windshield so that we can see when we get ready to land. So every one of those uses bleed air from the engine to heat those different things. And there's valves for all of them, but they're hooked up to a switch in the cockpit. So we turn on the engine and ice, we flip two switches on, it opens the bleed valve, and it sucks. It opens up air that's inside the core of the engine that's super hot, that's usually being used for combustion or exhaust, and it takes a little bit off. That's why I call it a bleed valve, bleed air. Takes a little bit of that and sends it in a line to the leading edge of the wings or the windshield or wherever we need it, and it keeps ice off all that stuff. So we use it a whole lot because we're usually up there in the clouds where it's below freezing temperature, and sometimes when we're landing, taking off and landing, we need it. But we have a switch, and it's usually called windshield window heat or engine anti-ice or wing anti-ice. They all have their own names, and they're switching the cockpit. So there you go. Field day. I better reset.